from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
RJ and Bobby here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan, and I guess, Choppy, we should explain what's going on.
I don't even know what's going on, to be honest with you.
We're dead.
We're alive, but we're dead.
We're dead. Walked up here today. Nothing was working in the main studio. Not hearing anything. Had to wake up Tim Collins. Bobby, he was our saving grace. He was our hope, and he came in and
saved the day.
Nothing. No, he didn't save anything.
Nope. Wasn't able to save. I did come up with this idea. I didn't come up with the idea to save this. You and Choppy. So I contributed nothing this morning.
You're supposed to be radio nerd engineer behind the scenes that ticks off all the actual engineers. And I thought you'd come in here and MacGyver something and cross over some wires. And you're just sitting there deadpan, black face.
No, I did exactly what radio engineers do. I said, did you turn it off and turn it back on? And then that was the extent of my ideas.
Did you wait 10 seconds?
Yeah, exactly.
That was why do they do that, by the way? Why do they always say, wait 10 seconds? Like, that's the... This is 2024. Like, that's the advancement of technological repair.
So we will see how long this lasts, the three of us in a side production room. I don't think you're going to be able to check us out on the fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube. At least visually, it's probably up, but you're not going to see us.
There's a couple cameras that can move, maybe, but with the glare, I'm going to lose my neck's going to be out, because I'm going to have to go back and forth like this.
I already woke up with a really bad back twinge today. I thought maybe a spider got me. Like, is it paralyzing me? I had some Bobby hypochondriac stuff today. I really did. I'm like checking inside my shirt. Then I felt like my head was itching. It started getting inside my brain. But an unconventional way to start off the Thursday edition of Sean, RJ, and Bobby. But we are radio professionals. We'll figure out a way to get it done. Bobby, Cowboys make a trade last night with the New York Giants. Tell us about it.
Yeah, they go ahead and they get themselves a defensive tackle, which is something that we had heard they were hunting for the last few days, and it's something that they've really needed because they've been incredibly thin there this entire training camp and had issues with it. We saw Albert Huggins, Mozzie Smith, guys like that getting blown off the ball. So the guy you get is a former Oklahoma Sooner. It's Jordan Phillips, who... You actually played last year against Buffalo, and he kind of wrecked shop in that game. This is not going to be a big splashy player. This is his 10th year in the league. He was a free agent this year, didn't generate a lot of interest, signed with the Giants, and they ultimately trade for him last night. But he's going to be better than some of the guys you have on the roster right now.
When the Cowboys made that corner move, we said, oh, this is... Was it Igbenogamy?
Igbenogany, right?
Yeah, you got it. Good
That's
job,
right, baby.
Chop.
That's right. That was a shot in the dark.
We'll call her Vita 2.0
yeah.
at corner. Is this Jonathan Hankins 2.0 or not as good as Hankins?
He's not as good as Jonathan Hankins, but he's better than, you know, Albert Huggins, who they signed last week. He's probably better than Carl Davis. Carl Davis, who got hurt yesterday.
Didn't Brad Sham cut Huggins yesterday?
He tried to. That's what. And potentially rightfully so. With everything, Huggins looked awful in the game the other day, and then you can't shove a Rams staffer to the ground like he did. And so Albert Huggins is definitely in the doghouse now. And with Carl Davis turning his ankle and questions about Mozzie Smith, they had to make some sort of move.
Is that one of your control your body things?
No, not when you extend.
He
extended his arms. Like, to me, it's one thing if you bump him. That's one thing. Yesterday, Huggins extended his arms. He meant to push him.
We'll get to that in a second. But Brian Broaddus tweeted last night, if you just studied the Dallas-Buffalo game from last season, this is a no-brainer trade for the Cowboys. Phillips was an issue in that contest.
Yeah, and he'll be somebody who can keep the linebackers clean. He'll plug space. He'll be able to, you know, control blocks, and that's all positive. It's just you're not going to, as I've said before with guys like Jonathan Hankins, when Jonathan Hankins is doing his job, you're not going to notice splashy plays. You're going to notice Jonathan Hankins when he's not doing his job, because there's going to be, you know, blown out gaps and everything else. And so I think that if he's doing his job right, Jordan Phillips, you're just going to notice linebackers playing better. That's how you're going to notice him.
And at some point in time, I expect to see a similar move, Choppy, at running back. Defensive tackle, running back. Yesterday, we had on one of our insiders saying, yeah, we believe that they're scouring for D tackles and in the backfield.
I mean, they would have to, you would think, at this point, because 2.3 yards a carry for Malik Davis in the Rams game, and then obviously what we expect Zeke to do or not do this year. I don't think the running back that's going to have the most yards per carry is necessarily on this roster right now. But what are you going to give up for it? Is it going to be somebody that's cut? So it's going to be somebody else's scraps.
Yeah.
Or are you going to trade an actual, you know, draft pick for somebody, which is, you know, you're giving up equity and capital.
Is it concerning that, because they're very small moves, but is it concerning at all that Cowboys have added, what, 5 veterans now in 2 weeks to their roster? Because, I mean, you've got Al-Qaeda Muhammad, the edge rusher they got. They added Nick Vigil, the linebacker. Then they signed Albert Huggins. They trade for Jordan Phillips. And yesterday after practice, they signed Cole Cobrell, the offensive tackle, who is not going to make this roster, but they need another body right now with Adoga down.
Yes.
And it's just, I mean, I cannot recall a time they added this many veterans in training camp.
Well, when's the last time that you're paying two guys $35 million and one guy 60 plus? So we know that the depth is going to get attacked, right? It's going to get attacked. Look at the LA Rams. We talked about all off season, these positional groups who are weak. House of cards. How many are going to get flipped and clicked out from under you? Another trade happened in Matthew Judon. Mm. Now, Clarence Hill the other day was kind of getting me a little excited, saying Judon like owns a restaurant here. He would love to be a Dallas Cowboy. He's sitting there in New England. And I was like, okay, are they going to try to go ahead and shut us up here with a splash-type move? Well, Matthew Judon goes to Atlanta for a third-rounder.
Yeah, and Matthew Judon's a good player. That seems high to me for a guy that is,
last year of his deal.
How old he is.
32.
Yeah, last year of his deal, how old he is. He's still good. He is not who he was a couple of years ago even. It's a good move for Atlanta. I'm not going to go the Maggie Gray route, Sean, which is, I was driving in this morning. That was the thing that angered me this morning. I think every morning I should do a segment, what did Maggie Gray say to piss me off morning? And this morning it was that Matthew Judon sets Atlanta up to be like big time long term contenders.
Oh.
Yeah, because she thinks that, I guess, a 4 months remaining on a deal counts as long term. But,
well, yeah, I assume if you're going to trade a third for somebody, you're probably going to re-sign them.
Ask the Jets.
What do you mean you assume they're going to re-sign? They just threw Kirk Cousins a bunch of money and then drafted his replacement.
Yeah, but still, the assumption is, like, you know, if you're going to trade a third round pick, I wouldn't do that for just a year of a player. In a vacuum.
Unless you were, like,
desperate.
a step away from the title, which we don't believe Atlanta is.
No.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
But, I mean, look, it's it would not surprise me if Atlanta goes and, I mean, wins the division this year by any stretch. I think that, I mean, I think I would put them as the favorites of that division.
I wish you guys could see
Atlanta.
I wish you guys could see Choppy like going left, going right, going left, going right. You will not need to. You might need to, or not need to see a chiropractor.
I'm going today, 100%.
Loosening up of the spine. I'm on the left. Choppy is in the middle. Bobby's sitting definitely to about 4 o'clock. So Choppy is having to turn every which way.
He's got to. Did you learn that from Coop over the years?
Oh my God!
Coop's got to have an audience. Chuck Cooperstein. He's got to look directly at somebody. He's got to. So Chop, it feels like, has to turn. And I like my view though, Chop. I got a nice view of the diamond calves.
I liked. I thought about that. I got in here. I had to go get my computers. I got in here late, and I had the last microphone available.
People are tripping out right now on the fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Tolo Chris saying, man, Ryan really did keep this ship together.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, it's true.
You are live on the fan cam, though. It does look very, it looks like CCTV footage of you just, like somebody spying on you. It looks very Dalrymple-esque.
Damn.
Well, hang on. Let me
put that shirt down.
Pull your shorts down. Right there.
Pull the shirt up then.
Oh my God, I'd love to kick him when he's down. All right, what happened yesterday with another scrimmage against the Rams?
Yeah, this one got a lot testier than the one last week, which makes sense. This is the third time you've seen another team in a week. You're going to start having some tension, some aggression build up. But this was something that, you know, you see the clips yesterday and Tyler Guyton and Jared Verse going at it. Two first-round picks, two top, you know, prospects coming out in the draft last spring, and Guyton held his own in a lot of it, but Verse also gave them a lot of trouble. Broadus, I listened to him.
We have another signing.
Oh, do we?
This is from Tolo J. Thank you, brother. Sending it over from Tom Pelissero.
Oh, boy.
The Cowboys are signing another defensive lineman. Would you like to guess?
Randy's back.
No. Carl Lawson.
Oh,
the okay. Goran Dragic of the Dallas Cowboys.
Shaq's brother.
Finally signs more reinforcements for Dallas, which also traded for D-tackle Jordan Phillips. Lawson has 27 career sacks, so Bobby, the much-talked-about Carl Lawson, according to Tom Pelissero, is joining the D-line.
Carl Lawson is a guy who's got, that's a legit technician. Like, that was somebody who, coming out of college, coming out of Auburn, was probably the most advanced rusher I've seen along with the Bosa brothers, in terms of knowing how to use technique. And he has to be, because he's on the smaller size. He's got really short arms, so he's got to win in other ways. But I like it. I like Carl Lawson, so that to me is a good signing. But, man, that's like we were just talking about a second ago. That's six veterans now you've signed in 2 weeks. That, like, every year, all right, we get a Malik Hooker, we get an Anthony Barr. I cannot remember them signing six guys with NFL experience.
Right. I mean, if some of these guys are just camp bodies, right, which we've seen teams do. But when you're signing guys that you expect to contribute at some point this late in the camp, and they do expect, I'm sure, Carl Lawson to contribute.
Lawson, that, Muhammad, yeah, those guys very well could.
That may not be the most, like, normal situation.
Carl Lawson better than Jordan Phillips? Just in what he does?
Man, that's tough just because you don't know about Lawson's injuries, and it hasn't been consistent totally the last couple years. So it depends on his health. There were a lot of questions about Carl Lawson's hip coming out of college. But this is somebody who, I mean, Cowboys fans have had stars in the eyes for in the draft Twitter sphere for 7 years. And they're big fans. I think he's really good, and he's had a couple seasons where he's had 8 sacks. So, I mean, you're going to get production out of him, hopefully. But this is just – it shows how tight their depth is. And, again, we mentioned all these veterans that they've signed, Sean, and they still have not gone out and gotten the running back that we all expect them to get. So there's probably a seventh on the back. Like, this is this doesn't make me feel great about what we're looking at moving forward.
Well, nothing about it is surprising.
It's surprising to me that they felt the need to sign 7 veterans.
Did you want to talk about their depth chart beforehand and feel good about that?
No, in fact, I think we talked about their top 22.
And by the way, they have to be thin. This team cannot have depth, right, after these signings.
No,
they're the Rams. They're the Rams, right? No, they become the Rams, essentially.
The Rams had better, but I mean, the Rams didn't have just 22 players and nothing behind it. The Cowboys definitely, we talked about that first week we were out there in training camp, that I think that you can make the argument that the Cowboys are the team in the NFL who can least afford injuries this season, because they have guy 23 through 53 is one of the worst rosters in the NFL, potentially.
And that is why all these signings are not a surprise.
Right, but you should have done something about it over the spring, is my thought. Not get into summer and go, oh my gosh, we're so surprised, let's add depth.
Well, what I'm trying to say could they?
Could they, job? Right. Yeah, because he's like, you know, if they were saving money to get all these guys signed.
Yeah.
Now, I get what you're saying. They could have signed them and then had the contract structured to free up cash.
Yeah.
Which would have allowed them to get more debt. But then, you know, you are kicking the can down the road, which is fine because the cap goes up every year. But I don't know. Did they know that this issue with the DirecTV was going to hit and potentially ruin their cap in years, you know, years to follow? Did that?
That's not going to ruin their cap. They're going to be fine with that. I mean, that's already an appeal process getting thrown out. The issue here is, I think it's easy to look at it and say, well, this could be because they've got to pay all the, but they still haven't gotten any of those deals done. It's not like they've gotten the deals done and now know how much money they want to spend. They have exactly the same amount of money to spend that they did 4 months ago, and they just tried to make it work with this group, and now they're going, crap, we're scrambling. And clearly Zimmer is the one who's saying, I can't work with what I've got here. You got to add some stuff for me.
So welcome Jordan Phillips, defensive tackle, and now officially Carl Lawson to your Dallas Cowboys defensive line with the breaking news this morning as we are standing up in a very small confined room.
Not me.
Hopefully Peyton Russell fixes in the commercial break. You know why? Because we actually need to play a Texas Ranger highlight.
That's right, baby.
And is it now trade, Lance? After what happened in Minnesota with J.J. McCarthy, 6 a.m. Club. Thanks for waking up with us as we start the Thursday edition, getting you to the weekend as quickly as possible right here on 105.3 The Fan. But first, let me talk about the greatness. Speaking of the weekend, you need to go ahead and start making those barbecue plans with the official barbecue of the Texas Rangers, and it is Hurtado. Did you see all the pictures? Did you see all the platters that we sent out this past Saturday from Fan Bowl 2024? It's a little Tex, a little Mex, and a whole lot of damn good Barbecue. Their story is fantastic. Their options are fantastic. And there's an opportunity to go work and join the team as well. And if you go to HurtadoBBQ.com right now, Barbacoa pops up. The Brandon Hurtado cookbook. If you want to go ahead, I know Broadus already has this on pre-order. He's hitting me up after the show, not to talk about Cowboys defensive linemen. He's like, what is this little trick? Did you watch this YouTube video? If you're a barbecue junkie like we are, Barbacoa. The Brandon Hurtado book is out, and it's something you got to go ahead and gobble up along with the different platters, the El Patron, the El Capo, the El Jefe, the Texas Trinity. Go ahead and get your two or three meat combos, the amazing sides, and don't forget the dessert as well. It's Hurtado and HurtadoBBQ.com. Tell them Sean for the Fan sent you to Hurtado.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.